enough the opportunity to worship this day and see what God is and how God's going to move in this new year for us as individuals and for us as a congregation here at First Baptist Elon. I want to encourage those that are watching us this morning to go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org, and you can pull up the worship bulletin there. Use that as a resource, not just for our worship service today, but also for ministries coming up in the near future here at First Baptist. And I also want to just thank you. I want to thank the deacons. They did a lot of hard work this weekend as we transitioned from planning to gather in person today for Sunday School of Worship to transitioning just to having a virtual worship service online this morning. So thank you, deacons, for getting the word out to our congregation. We know that was a quick change, and I want to thank you for your flexibility as a congregation, but we just want to make sure that we're being safe and healthy in this new year. I will share that our church leadership is in discussion about what the plans will be for the next week or two, and we will be making a decision early this week, and we will communicate that decision to the church in the middle of this week. So just be in prayer for all those that are walking through this new year, going through this time, which we understand is a new time, but a difficult time for many as COVID continues to spike in our area, in Alamance County, in our families, and our friends, and we just want to pray that everyone stays safe and healthy this new calendar year. I also want to say thank you as well. Thank you to your generosity and through your missions giving during this season of Advent. Now, each Sunday during Advent, we had a specific Advent missions offering. And this morning, I wanted to share with you how generous your giving has been and how it has reached out in our community during this season of Christmas and the season of Advent. If you remember, the very first Sunday during the season of Advent, we focused on the Salvation Army Angel Tree Ministry and the Forgotten Angel Ministry. That first Sunday, we adopted 10 angels off the angel tree. They got quickly taken, and all those gifts got distributed to 10 families in our community. We also collected items for the forgotten angels, angels that are sometimes not adopted, but collected items that those gifts can be given to during this Christmas season. We collected over 50 items to give the Salvation Army to distribute as they needed. Also, as a part of that ministry, also we collected over 16 $40 gift cards for our senior adults. That was $890 total given during that time for that first Sunday of the season of Advent. So thank you for your generosity in support of the Salvation Army Angel Tree and Forgotten Angels and the senior adult ministry there. Our second Sunday, we collected non-perishable food items, canned food items for the Salvation Army. We were able to collect over 18 bags of non-perishable items that we delivered to Salvation Army that would help to stock their shelves and to provide food to people in our community during this Christmas season. Thank you for your generosity. The next Sunday, we focused on our partnership with Reedy Fork Elementary School. We've been collecting items over the last couple weeks for the crisis closet there. And what we did this for that Sunday, we were collecting tennis shoes and collecting winter coats. We collected over 15 pairs of tennis shoes and over 20 winter coats that were either distributed prior to Christmas or will be given out as children that Reedy Fork return from the holiday break. So thank you for your generosity there. We also adopted one family from Reedy Fork who was going through a difficult time. They had six children in 1 week alone. 1 week, as soon as we said these are the items that we needed from that list, within 1 week we had collected all the items, and those were delivered to that family prior to Christmas time. Our next Sunday, our focus was the CBF Global Missions offerings. We support missionaries like Carson and Laura Fushi and other missionaries around the world as they seek to share the love of Christ with many. Our goal prior to the season of Advent was to collect $1,500 to send to CBF to support these missionaries around the world. However, we far exceeded that goal. We collected over $2,400 for our CBF Global Missions offering this year. So I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for your generosity, and that's not to mention all the many different missions, opportunities, and endeavors our Sunday school classes take during the Christmas time. So thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your missions giving, and this will roll over and continue into the new year of 2022. During the month of January, we are going to be collecting non-perishable food items, canned food items, stocked our pantry here at First Baptist Eatland. We gave many boxes away over the last couple weeks to families that were in need. We want to make sure we have items ready to give out to those families as the weather turns colder. Items such as cereal, rice, green beans, or canned corn, or baked beans. Also items like SpaghettiOs. These are some of the specific items that we need to have ready for those boxes that will be given out this year. Or you might choose to also assist with our helping with those in need by giving to our benevolence fund. This is a fund that we use to help support and help assist individuals who are going through difficult times, meeting and paying some of their utility bills like their heat or their water or their electricity during this time. If you want to give a donation to that, you can send a check here to the church or drop off a check and just designate it as benevolence fund, and that's where that money will go. But this is just a way that we can support and help those in need during the month of January. Our focus is on the ministries here at First Baptist, our pantry, and also our benevolence fund. So thank you again for your generosity in December, and we look forward to making a difference in this new year of 2022. We do gather here to worship. We gather here as a family virtually to worship and celebrate who Christ is, what he has done, what he continues to do, and what he will do in this new year. So I encourage you to join us in singing our opening hymn this morning, Change My Heart, O God. Let's sing together. Changing us every single day, and he's changing us this new year. last couple days, and now they're calling for snow flurries tomorrow. So you never know what the weather can be here in North Carolina. So knowing this and recognizing this, our winter Bible study that will take place in January and February will take place on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. And it'll be focusing on the book of James, and this will be a virtual Bible study. This 8-week study will examine one of the most challenging letters in the New Testament, one that deserves a lot of attention as we focus in on this new year and how God is calling us and challenging us to change. It challenges Christians to mobilize their faith into actions. We will look at topics like how the word goes to work and taming the tongue and how to have both humility and work and faith at the same time. Now, we know that the sun sets early in these winter months, and also with increasing COVID numbers and the possibility of winter weather here in North Carolina, the decision has been made to make this a virtual study that will take place on Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m. on Facebook Live. So I hope you will join me starting next Sunday on January 9th, we will have our first session. You can join us at 5 p.m. on Facebook Live. And I also understand that maybe that time doesn't work in your schedule all the time, and that's okay. Since we're doing it on Facebook Live, you can go at any time later after the session is done and go to our Facebook page, our First Baptist Church of Elon Facebook page, and watch each session. So I hope you'll join me in person, but if you can't, make sure you tune in at some point during the week following next Sunday night and to pick up and go walk with us as a church body through the book of James during this winter season. As we transition our time now to our offertory time, since we are not gathering in person, and I just want to do this as a reminder, since we have been gathering in person for quite a bit of time, for those that have their offerings for today, you can mail those, you can place those in the mailbox and mail them to us, to the post office box here at First Baptist Elon, which is PO Box 778, Elon, North Carolina, 27244. Or you can drop them by the office during the week. The office will be closed tomorrow for New Year's. However, it will be open Tuesday through Thursday this week. So stop by between 8:30 and 4 during those time periods to drop it off for the week. Or you can just start dropping by any time. But as we transition this time, as we focus on giving in this year of 2022, let us go to God in prayer and bring our offerings to Him this day. Faithful God, we bring these gifts to you this day, our offering, before you to celebrate how you have made with us, your chosen people, a new and everlasting covenant through the death and rising of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Do not allow us to become proud of being the people you love, but help us to be worthy of your trust and to give you a response of deep faith expressed in service and love this day and every day. Grant this through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, this morning. Amen. Thank you. give us a clearer vision of all that we are meant to be this new year of 2022, so that by becoming fulfilled, we may increase the glory that is properly revealed in Jesus Christ, your beloved. We lift this prayer in the name of the one who brought the kingdom, as the people who were called to build the kingdom and who have made all things new, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Again, let me say good morning to our church family, First Baptist Elon, to all of those that are joining us for worship this morning via Facebook Live. Let me also say Happy New Year. I hope you and your families had a wonderful time of gathering with friends and family over this past couple of weeks for Christmas and then for the bringing in the new year of 2022. I hope the new year has treated you well so far, and it is just the beginning. We are just on the precipice of what this new year is going to bring. I am excited about the opportunities that lie ahead, not just for myself, not just for my family in this new year, but for our church family here at First Baptist Elon. You're going to hear about some of those many new opportunities in the coming weeks. However, we have to get off to a fresh start in this new year, in 2022. We have to start. We can't just pick it up in the middle or pick it up at the end. Now, you have heard me say it before, you've heard me preach it from this pulpit before, that I am not a believer in New Year's resolutions. You see, resolutions are all those promises we make to ourselves or we make to others at the beginning of each new year that oftentimes go unfulfilled by the next week or definitely by the end of the first month of the calendar year. By February 1st, over 85% of New Year's resolutions already come to an end. So I'm not talking about resolutions this day. This morning I want to both present and challenge each of you and our congregation as a whole of how we can make a change for the better in 2022. Let me start with an illustration to maybe help explain this. Years ago, there was a young man by the name of Joseph who hired an experienced guide to lead him on a hike of the Swiss Alps. This was a bucket list item for Joseph. Maybe it was, in fact, one of his New Year's resolutions that he wanted to do at some point in his life. Well, anyway, he finally got up the nerve and went to the Swiss Alps. So after some hours of climbing the Alps, they came to a very high mountain pass. And to Joseph's dismay, he saw the path ahead of him and it had almost been completely washed away. What would they do? On the left was a sheer rock cliff, nowhere to climb up. On the right, a precipice that fell nearly 1,000 feet to the ground. Looking down, he felt his head growing faint and his knees starting to buckle. And at that moment, his guide spoke to him in a calm voice and said this: "Don't look down or you're a dead man. Keep your eyes on me. Where I put my feet, you put yours there as well." Joseph did exactly as the guide told him to do, and soon they passed through this mountain pass and passed out of the way of danger to safety. As we think about this year, this new year, that is some good advice as we approach what this year might bring. No one knows what lies ahead for us in this new year. We have plans and we have dreams, but the times and seasons of life are all in God's hands. Eventually, we will find ourselves in a place this year, like Joseph on those Swiss Alps, where the way ahead will seem almost impossible. When that happens, we can panic and fall. Or we can fix our eyes on Jesus and mark carefully his steps before us. If we follow him, we will find at the end of this year that we have been 2022, as God's people, let's make this one simple promise that we're going to make a change for the better. So, how do we make a change for the better? You might be saying, well, David, that sounds like a great thing to do in this new year, but how exactly do we do that? How do we make a change for the better? It sounds like you're leading us down a path of resolutions here and that are quickly going to go away pretty quick. Well, Paul gives us some insight into this challenge in his letter to the Philippians. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 through 14. The words will also be on the screen behind me. You can follow along that way. But I always encourage you to turn in your Bibles because we get to see it and read along with me and see what the Word says this day. Now, this is probably one of my favorite passages in Scripture. Paul's words to the Philippians, this entire letter is a powerful letter. But this passage in particular, and I think I've actually preached on it pretty before, maybe not so recently, but the fact is this passage of Scripture has so many life values and advice in it that we can glean from it at any point in our lives. So let's focus on these words that Paul gives us in this new year of 2022. Now let me just set the scene for you. This is one of Paul's prison epistles written while he was confined by the Roman Empire, and that plays a factor in the meaning behind his words. Reading Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 through 14 this morning. I want to know Christ and his and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. As we focus on these words of Paul in this passage, he outlines three important ways that we can make a change for the better at any point in our lives, but I think specifically in this new year of 2022. The first thing he says is this: we must develop a better attitude towards life in general. Each of us has a choice of how we approach each and every day. We all have that same choice. As soon as our eyes awake in the morning, we have a choice of how we want to approach that day. Our attitude determines how God will work through us that day. Let me share a couple examples. A few years ago, a young woman tragically took her life. She committed suicide. She left behind a note in her apartment that explained the reason for her decision. And it simply read this: I decided that unless life was worth living, I would just quit living. It's a sad statement. It talks about our focus on life. But now let me go the opposite direction for a second. In contrast to that story, there was another woman who woke up one morning. She looked in the mirror. She had been going through chemotherapy for 9 months, and the chemotherapy was ravaging her body. She woke up in the morning. She looked in the mirror, and she noticed that she only had 3 hairs left on her head. And she said, well, I think I'll braid my hair today. And she did. And she had a wonderful day that day. The next day, she woke up, looked in the mirror, and saw that she only had 2 hairs on her head. She said, I think I'll part my hair down the middle today. And she did. times of trials and disappointments in our lives. But every day that passes is one day closer to when we will be with Jesus. If that is our goal, then Romans 8:28 is true, which says, all things do work together for good to those who love God and are called to His purpose. Listen to those words again. All things do work together for good to those who love God and are called to His purpose. While the world says that the way to feel good and approach life is by climbing the ladder of success, by making lots of money, having influential friends, and belonging to the right circles, this is not the answer. God teaches us that we should feel good about ourselves because He loves us. Did you get that? He loves us. We need nothing else to find value in this world. God loves us, and for that we have a purpose. God teaches us that we should feel good about ourselves because He loves us. We are a treasured person in His sight. You are valued. I am valued. We are wanted. We are loved. We are cared for by Him. If this does not change our attitude towards each day in our life, I'm really not sure what will. But that's just the first thing. The second thing that Paul says in this letter that can make a life change for the better is that we must be a fruitful part of the family of God, His church. Now, did you catch that? I didn't say just be a part of the church. We must be a fruitful part of the family of God. Paul reminds his pupil, his student Timothy, that God's family is the church of the living God. He does not want us to be solitary saints or spiritual hermits isolated from other believers. You see, in God's family, we are connected to every other believer that we gather with in the universal church across this world. We are put together, joined together, built together, members together, heirs together, fitted together, and held together in Him. That's the power of the church. Paul was encouraging the Philippians in his letter to stay connected. This is the reason he was writing this letter in the first place. He was telling them, don't give up. Don't give up to the persecution. Stay connected. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of the body of Christ, the church. If an organ is severed from the body, guess what happens? It shrivels up and it dies. If you're cut off and disconnected from the local church, the spiritual life of most believers will wither and eventually cease to exist. Pastor Rick Warren said this, a Christian without a church home is like an organ without a body, a sheep without a flock, or a child without a family. It is an unnatural state. Membership and participation in the family of God is neither unimportant nor something to be casually ignored. Jesus said in Matthew, I will build my church and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. A person who says, I don't need the church is either arrogant or ignorant. One of the two. Jesus gave His life for the church. Ephesians 5:2 says, Christ loved the church and gave His life for it. He's talking about us. He's talking about the gathered group of believers. So if we want to make a change for the better in 2022, we must become more active, a fruitful part of the body of believers, the church of Jesus Christ. Now this brings us to our third and the final point. We must display a patient and loving spirit towards others if we're going to make a change for the better this new year. Yep, that word again, patient. That's one of those words that every time a pastor talks about, I always hear it as people leave the sanctuary, oh, I'm stepping on my toes again. It's because whenever you use that word patience, it's a difficult word to grapple with. Pastor Robert Schuller once wrote this, it would amaze will grow this year. If we treat each other with love, the family of God here at First Baptist Elon will grow this year. If we treat each other with love, the kingdom of God, God's greater kingdom, will grow this year. That's change for the better. So this is our challenge this new year, to make a change for the better, to develop a better attitude towards life, to be a more fruitful part of God's family, His church, to display a more patient and loving spirit towards others. We are a year closer to heaven than we were at this time last year. Everything is on course. Everything is in God's plan. We need to trust the Lord and love Him. Place our lives in His hands and allow Him to use us to do His glory. If we do, we will experience in 2022 a change for the better. Let's pray. Father, as we come to the conclusion of the sermon today, as we reflect on this new year, as we think about what You may be speaking to us and breathing into us as we approach this new year with new focus and purpose in life, may we be reminded that it's all about You. When we focus on life with a positive attitude in a new way, we'll become an active part of the body of believers, whether it's here at First Baptist Elon or another body of believers, when we become active, an active part, not just someone who participates, but as a part of active ministry. And when we treat others with love and patience and respect that all deserve, when we start doing that, the world will be changed. Our lives will be changed. The church will be changed. And life will be changed for the better. Thank You for the challenge of Paul's words so many years ago that still rings true in 2022. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we come to our time of our closing hymn, I just pray that you'll not only just sing along with us, but be challenged by God's word and the word today. Maybe God has been speaking to you for a while, and with the change of the calendar year, you're thinking, okay, I got to get this straight. I got to get focused. I need to make a difference in this world. I would encourage you to call me this week. Talk to me. Email me. Text me. Let's set up a time to talk and see what commitment God is placing on your heart. If you're just coming to Christ for the first time in your life, don't put it off. Talk to me. Call me this afternoon. I'll talk with you. I'll meet with you. We'll get together and we'll talk about what it means to be a follower of Christ and how He has changed your life for the better. Or maybe you're just looking for a church body that is seeking to make a difference in the world, not just during the season of Advent, but in 2022. First Baptist Elon could be a home for you. Be an active part of the church this year. Be an active part of this congregation here at First Baptist Elon. Talk with me about that this week. Become a part of this body of believers. Or maybe just this year, just this day, or maybe He's been pushing and prodding with you for a while. The Spirit has been guiding you to make a recommitment or a commitment to approaching life in a new way. Wherever you are today, whatever commitment that you need to make it today. Don't put it off. Get in touch with me today. All my contact information is on the church website. Let's talk. Let's make a difference in the world today, because 2022 needs a change for the better. And it starts with you, and it starts with me, of how God is going to work in our lives today. Let's sing our closing hymn this morning, Living for Jesus, and let's live for Him this calendar year. Thank you.
Thank you.